Lastly, with deliverance at the monument when needed.
Darren.
World and national news as we kick off the noontime news on this Friday, April 26th of 2024. Good afternoon. I'm Chris Fee. Donald Trump's defense team in his hush money case is seeking to undermine the testimony of the prosecution's lead witness, former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker. Pecker returned to the witness stand Friday for a fourth day as defense attorneys tried to poke holes in his testimony about his tabloid's efforts to protect his old friend from potentially damaging stories using a catch-and-kill scheme. Pecker's testimony is crucial for prosecutors who allege the effort was a way to illegally influence the 2016 election. Trump denies any wrongdoing and claims the case is politically motivated. Students protesting the Israel-Hamas war are digging in at Columbia University for a 10th day, part of a number of demonstrations throughout campuses from California to Massachusetts. Hundreds have been arrested across the nation, sometimes amid scuffles with police. In New York, Columbia is negotiating with student protesters who have rebuffed police and doubled down. Other schools have been quick to call law enforcement to douse demonstrations before they can take hold. Columbia officials have said they will seek other options if the negotiations with protesters fail. Officials say Egypt is sending a high-level delegation to Israel in the hope of reaching a ceasefire agreement with Hamas in Gaza. Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group says its fighters fired anti-tank missiles and artillery shells at an Israeli military convoy in a disputed area along the border, killing an Israeli civilian. Hezbollah said that its fighters ambushed the convoy shortly late Thursday, destroying two vehicles. The Israeli military said the ambush wounded an Israeli civilian, doing infrastructure work, and that he later died of his wounds. Low-intensity fighting along the Israel-Lebanon border has repeatedly threatened to boil over as Israel has targeted senior Hezbollah militants in recent months. An investigation led by the Associated Press has found that the practice of getting sedatives to people detained by police has spread quietly across the nation over the last 15 years, built on questionable science and backed by police-aligned experts. The injections are given by medical personnel during police encounters. The investigation shows how a strategy intended to reduce violence and save lives has resulted in some avoidable deaths. And Harvey Weinstein's accusers and their advocates were shocked and angered by an appellate court's decision to overturn the ex-movie mogul's 2020 rape conviction. But the hashtag MeToo advocates also sought to send a clear message that the movement has not been derailed. Tarana Burke, who coined the phrase Me Too in 2006, and Anita Hill, who testified against Clarence Thomas in 1991, both urged a long view, saying no single legal ruling can reverse the tremendous cultural progress made in the last 6 years. The appeals court overturned the conviction in a 4-3 vote, finding the trial judge unfairly allowed testimony based on allegations that were not part of the case. And that is about it on our world and national news. We will take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the rest of the news right after this.
I'm here with Darren Nelson from Grand Cities Monument, formerly known as Stennis Granite. Darren, tell us a little bit about Grand Cities Monument and what makes it unique.
Well, first and foremost, we are a locally run business that can handle all your memorial needs in-house. We start with a sit-down conversation and make sure all details are captured. We then design, carve, and etch your memorial with our new computer software program and equipment. Lastly, we deliver and set the monument when needed.
Darren, what's the best way to reach out to you and set up a meeting?
You can call us at 218-773-7461 or stop in our office. We are Grand Cities Monument, memorials that matter.
When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust, to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Brian Frisk has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Brian Frisk.
Right now in downtown Crookston, we have rain continuing to fall. We have a temperature of 48 degrees, a southeast wind of 15 miles an hour. The wind chill at 42, barometric pressure at 29.70 inches, and the humidity right now in downtown Crookston is at, where are we at here, 82%. And we've had now 1,500ths of an inch of rain at our studios here in downtown Crookston. Again, rain falling, 48 degrees. As we take a look at the forecast for this afternoon, showers mainly before 4 p.m., steady temperatures around 50, southeast winds around 15 miles an hour, gusts as high as 25, and a 100% chance of precipitation. Up to a half an inch of rain possible this afternoon. Then tonight, showers and thunderstorms before 10 p.m., then showers before between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m., then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 4 a.m., low around 45, east winds of 10 to 15, and a 90% chance of precipitation with up to a half an inch of rain possible tonight. And then on Saturday, well, we'll take a look at the forecast for the weekend, but lingering chance of rain continuing all weekend long. We'll take a look at that forecast for the weekend and all the way through Thursday of next week. That'll be coming up a little later here in the Noontime News. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the state news. That's going to be coming up right after this from our friends at Prue Refrigeration and Heating and Riverview Health.
An energy-efficient Trane system from Prue Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency when matched Trane components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, cooling, and clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call Prue Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston, 281-1370.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer, but it doesn't have to be. When detected early, colorectal cancer is one of the most curable types of cancer. Men and women ages 45 to 75 should get regular colon cancer screenings. Riverview Health has an experienced team of providers that offer screening without waiting months for an appointment. Call 218-281-9595 for more information.
Exceptional people, exceptional care.
Riverview Health.
And now as we take a look at our state news, first we will head to the Capitol. And hundreds of Minnesotans are expected at the state capitol on Saturday for an annual gun rights event. Bob Doerr is a senior vice president of the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus.
They rally to defend the Second Amendment, and it's just a gathering of our members and supporters from all over the state to make their voices heard about what's going on at the state legislature every year regarding their Second Amendment rights.
Doerr says that there is a program in the Capitol Rotunda at 11:30 tomorrow, and scheduled speakers include Minnesota House Minority Leader Lisa DeMuth and Adam Kraut of the Second Amendment Foundation. "I do not intend to resign," says State Senator Nicole Mitchell in a statement released by her attorneys Thursday afternoon as the Woodbury Democrat faces burglary charges for allegedly breaking into her stepmother's home in Detroit Lakes. Republicans are calling for an immediate ethics investigation with the apparent goal of expelling Mitchell from the Senate. And some speculate Republicans could hold up or even block key votes if she's out of the mix.
I am hoping that Senator Johnson and his caucus decide that the work of the people of Minnesota is paramount and we should focus on that.
Senate Democrat Majority Leader Aaron Murphy, but Republican Minority Leader Mark Johnson asks, how can Minnesotans trust
somebody who's under suspicion, under investigation, is making a deciding, determining vote going forward?
Mitchell says she's confident, quote, "a much different picture will emerge when all the facts are known," end quote, and, quote, "some people are attempting to use a tragic family situation to score political points," end quote. In other state news, it's really never a dull moment with our politicians, is it? As we take a look at other items on our state news, the Minnesota chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, known as CARE-MN, and their legal team are announcing administrative legal action against the University of Minnesota for allegedly firing Muslim employees based on pro-Palestine posts. CARE-MN will also present reports highlighting similar cases and actions found across the state, shedding light on what appears to be a troubling pattern of harassment and unpleasant workforce environment. This comes after multiple pro-Palestinian encampments, rallies, and subsequent arrests by University of Minnesota students and faculty this week. A pharmacist from Washington County is facing federal prison time for unlawfully taking bottles of oxycodone for her personal use. Prosecutors say 46-year-old Christy Dizell of Scandia pled guilty Thursday to obtaining possession of a controlled substance by misrepresentation. Court records show Dizell knowingly and intentionally took the oxycodone from the Maplewood Pharmacy from March 2020 until last June and falsified reports to conceal her actions. Her sentencing hearing hasn't been scheduled. And the Metropolitan Council has voted to expand Metro Transit's electric bus fleet following the approval of two contracts with bus manufacturer Gillig. The plan introduces 20 new 40-foot buses to be used on local routes and calls for a phased introduction of buses powered by batteries or other alternatives to diesel fuel. The Gillig buses are expected to enter the service in 2026. That's a look at our state news. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the sports right after this.
Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston, they are now looking for a full-time office secretary. Experience with computers and QuickBooks is preferred, but they will train. This position is 8 hours a day, Monday through Friday, and offers full benefits. You can apply for the office secretary position by dropping off your resume, or you can pick up an application at Pru Refrigeration and Heating, located at 524 Marin Avenue in Crookston.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer, but it doesn't have to be. When detected early, colorectal cancer is one of the most curable types of cancer. Men and women ages 45 to 75 should get regular colon cancer screenings. Riverview Health has an experienced team of providers that offer screening without waiting months for an appointment. Call 218-281-9595 for more information.
Exceptional people, exceptional care. Riverview Health.
Taking a look at the sports scene, first of all, from yesterday. It was the Crookston Pirate softball team. They fall to Norba County East Deal and Hitterdahl in six innings by a score of 13-3. And the Twins, they beat the White Sox 6-3. Pirate Boys Golf, they finished fourth out of seven teams. It was won by East Grand Forks. High school baseball, it was Foston beating Crookston 19-2 in five innings. JV, Crookston won 6-0. Junior high baseball, Roseau beat Crookston 14-4 and 15-5. Boys tennis, Crookston beat Thief River Falls. A nice section victory there, 4-3. In softball, Minnesota State Moorhead beat UMC 6-2 and 2-1. On the sports schedule for today, high school baseball, Crookston was supposed to host the Jim Karn Classic. The games today and tomorrow have been canceled. So no Jim Karn Classic this year, as the games for today and tomorrow have been canceled. Also, high school softball, Crookston was supposed to host Thief River Falls today. That was a game that was postponed already, and it will be postponed once again. On the radio today, we're going to have Minnesota Timberwolves basketball. They take on Phoenix, game three of the best of seven series. The Timberwolves lead 2-0. And we'll have the pregame show at 9:15 and the opening tip at 9:30. The Twins are at Los Angeles taking on the Angels at 8:38 tonight. Girls golf, Crookston's competing at the Bemidji Town and Country Club. That started at 9:30 this morning. Crookston Junior High and JV Girls Golf, they're hosting the Crookston Invitational that started at 9:30. Boys Golf, Crookston's at the Fergus Falls Invitational at Pebble Lake Golf Course. That is scheduled to get underway at 3 p.m. And Pirate Boys Tennis, a very smart scheduling move by Activities Director Nate Labarski. He saw the forecast and was able to get some court time at Choice Fitness in Grand Forks. So Pirate Boys Tennis, they're going to be taking on Detroit Lakes in a Section 8A matchup at 1 o'clock over in Grand Forks today. College Women's Tennis, UMC, will be taking on the University of Sioux Falls in the NSIC Tournament quarterfinals at 4:30 today. And UMC Women's Golf is in day one of the NSIC Conference Championships. And we should also update you on the Pirate Girls Golfers. Again, they're at the Bemidji Girls Invite. And right now in that, the team leader is Detroit Lakes. No surprise there. They're 23 strokes better right now than runner-up or second place Moorhead. Crookston is in sixth place and eighth place. So they brought two teams there. So they're in sixth and eighth place out of the 12 teams that are competing. And the top Pirate score this far, well, we don't have scores, but Ava Martin is 15 over. Addie Fee is 19 over. Those are the top two scores thus far on the Crookston 1 team. The Crookston 2 team, Taylor Schultz, has the top score at 21 over through 13 holes. So they're moving along there in Bemidji. On the sports scene for tomorrow, we'll have Coach's Corner live from the Irishman Shanty at 9 a.m. And then we will have Twins baseball tomorrow night at Los Angeles taking on the Angels. 8 o'clock the pregame, 8:38 will be the first pitch. Pirate baseball, we were supposed to have Pirate and Red Lake County baseball both today and tomorrow. But again, the Jim Karn Classic games have been canceled due to the rain. College baseball, UMC will be hosting Minnesota Duluth at 1:30 tomorrow for a doubleheader. Pirate Boys Golf will be in Day 2 of the Fergus Falls meet at Pebble Lake Golf Course. UMC Women's Golf in Day 2 of the NSIC Championships. And Women's Tennis, UMC will be playing if they win their match on Friday against Augustana. If they lose, they're done. On a Sunday, we'll have UMC Baseball as they host Minnesota Duluth. 11:30 the pregame. Noon will be the first pitch right here on KROX. We'll be listening for that. Major League Baseball, the Twins are at Los Angeles on Sunday. That is a 2 o'clock pregame and 3:07 first pitch. And then the Timberwolves take on Phoenix in game 4 of the best of 7 series. 8:15 the pregame, 8:30 will be the first pitch. And we might even schedule, we'll see. We're going to take a close look at the weather. We might carry UMC Baseball, their first game of their doubleheader on Saturday at 1:30. Now that high school baseball is canceled and might just have the Twins, the full game and pregame on Sunday, and Timberwolves. So stay tuned for that. UMC softball, they'll wrap up their regular season at noon on Sunday as they host Northern State. NSIC golf, they will have their third day of the three-day NSIC championships. And UMC women's tennis, if they're in the championship of the NSIC tournament, they would play on Sunday. And the Vikings, they made the first trade of the 2024 NFL Draft, trading their 11th pick to the New York Jets for their 10th pick. The Vikings used the 10th pick to select Michigan quarterback J.J. McCarthy. The Vikings also sent pick number 129 in the 4th round and pick number 157 in the 5th round to New York and received pick number 203 in the 6th round in the trade. McCarthy helped Michigan win the national title this past season. Passed just shy of 3,000 yards, 22 touchdowns, and 4 interceptions. The Vikings later traded up again to number 17 and selected Alabama defensive end Dallas Turner. And Minnesota currently does not hold a pick in tonight's second or third rounds, which is bad news there. Usually you get some pretty good ones in those two rounds. But you also get some misses as well, and that's the case with quarterbacks. So we're cautiously optimistic for the Vikings on that quarterback draft pick of J.J. McCarthy. We won't know for a few years to see if that is a good move or not, but we really don't know that with any of the quarterbacks that are selected any time in the NFL draft. So stay tuned. Well, hopefully it's a good one for the Vikings. That is a look at the sports. All the stories, stats, scores, pictures, and more are on our website, KROXAM.com, and click on sports. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Take a look at the local news and the weather. That's going to be coming up after this from our friends at Polk County and Red Lake County Veterans Affairs and Hugo's Family Marketplace.
My name is Curtis Ellison. I'm the Polk and Red Lake County Veteran Service Officer. I'm here to help veterans and their families navigate through the many layers of benefits provided by the state of Minnesota and the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. To contact me, call 218-281-3066 for Polk County. And for Red Lake County, please call 218-689-8587 or visit the Polk or Red Lake County websites. For statewide information, call the Veterans Link Vet line at 888-LINK-VET.
Hugo's Family Marketplace has select 13-inch pizza corner or brew pub deep dish or stuffed crust pizzas on sale this week, $6.99. The 50-count select Totino's pizza rolls, 2 for $9. Select Banquet Classic Meals, 3 for $5. And select Yoplait Yogurt, 4 for $3. Find all this week's savings and shop online for your groceries at shop.gohugos.com for convenient delivery or curbside pickup.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Taking a look at the local news, the Benedictine Living Community of Crookston invites all adults to participate in the first ever adult prom, which will be held on Friday, May 3rd at the Crookston Eagles Club. The Benedictine Living Community of Crookston has put this event on to fundraise for a new Wander Guard system. The current system is currently 20 years old and has caused technical difficulties for residents and staff. The Benedictine Living Community of Crookston Foundation Director Cassie Rudy explains.
Bracelet monitoring device that our kind of high-risk residents or tenants can wear that will alert staff when they, you know, when a person has gone out an exit door or is approaching an exit door. So it's extremely important to have this system in place, and this new WanderGuard system will be able to interact with our call light system that we had installed a couple years back.
The Benedictine Living Community of Crookston has actively fundraised for the new system for nearly a year. They have put on fundraisers such as the annual Glow Golf Tournament, which is one of my favorites, at Monaco Golf Course, Giving Hearts Day, an attempt to raise money needed for this system. Rudy said that she and staff at the Benedictine brainstorm new and fun ways to fundraise, and that the adult prom will be an opportunity for people to experience the nostalgia of prom in their later years.
In Living Community Crookston, we like to have kind of fun and engaging and new ideas when it comes to fundraising. And this was just kind of something that we thought would be something new and fun to try out.
And it sounds like fun. The doors will open at the Crookston Eagles at 6 p.m. The dinner will be served at 7. The tickets are $50 per person, which includes the meal and one drink ticket. The dinner choices will either be New York strip steak or walleye. Following the meal, guests will be encouraged to participate in the prom dance. The Eagles will have a DJ providing the music, and the bar and festivities will be open until midnight. Tickets are on sale and can be bought at the Benedictine Living Community of Crookston during their business hours, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. If those times don't align with your schedule, you can purchase tickets by calling the Benedictine at 218-281-3424, and tickets can be delivered to you by a staff member. So again, that will be Friday, May 3rd at the Crookston Eagles Club Adult Prom. Sounds like a fun time. Get to dress up and look pretty sharp. We don't get to do that very often here in Northwest Minnesota, so make sure you take that in, and the proceeds go to a great cause, the Benedictine Living Community here in Crookston. The Crookston City Council established five semifinalists for the city administrator search during the recent council meeting that was held on Monday, April 22nd. Four of the five candidates have been named for the public, with the fifth yet to be named. The four semifinalists so far are Pat Oman, Mark Valsing, Kerry Kirschbaum, and Jeff Shoebridge. When the city releases the fifth candidate, we will get that online as well. Crookston FFA took 39 members to the 95th Minnesota FFA State Convention to compete in the respective career development events and the leadership development events that they qualified in at the regional level. At the state FFA convention, teams are ranked in thirds. The top third of competitors are ranked gold, the middle third is ranked silver, and the bottom third is ranked bronze. Each team has a minimum, CDE has a minimum of 45 teams competing. LDEs have a minimum of 18 teams. Both teams and individuals received these merits. Crookston's FFA had its most successful convention since rechartering as a chapter in 2020. Jocelyn Jojo Wallace made history for the Crookston FFA chapter by being the first member since they rechartered to earn her Minnesota FFA state degree. State degrees are awarded to members who have worked 300 hours or more, earned or invested $1,000 into their SAE, or a combination of both. The candidate must have completed at least 2 years of high school ag education courses. They also need 50 volunteer hours with at least two different organizations. They need to have already obtained their Green Hand and chapter degrees and have attended 15 FFA events above the chapter level. The conduct and chapter meetings team was fifth place at state, ranking gold, and a Minnesota FFA, the top five teams, earned stage recognition and a plaque. The team consisted of Emily Smith, Avery Matthews, Jocelyn Johnson, Michaela Garcia, Allison Wagner, Leah Johannik, and Sylvia Christensen. Ben Capistran was named the 2024 state winner in the Agricultural Mechanics CDE. Out of over 100 individuals, Ben finished first place. Congratulations to Ben Capistran. Also, Addison Schiller competed in the individual LDE Creed speaking event. Out of 18 competitors, Addison finished third place individually. And in the forestry CDD team, it was made up of Tessa Weber, Caitlin Christensen, Taylor Wyland, and Leah Johannik. The team and all individuals ranked gold. Crookston FFA had the eighth place forestry team. And Emily Smith was named third place state finalist for her diversified horticulture placement for proficiency. This honor was earned by completing an application detailing her work and her supervised agricultural experience at D&D Tomford's Garden Center. The application is scored by hours worked and skills learned. The chapter officers submitted an application detailing the chapter's program of activities, which is all the events the chapter completed over the year. As a chapter, Crookston FFA ranked silver for the activities they executed in areas of growing leaders, building communities, and strengthening agriculture. For all the results, you can go to our website, KROXAM.com. The Crookston High School class of 1979 will be hosting its 45th class reunion July 26th, 27th, and 28th. The schedule of events are Friday, July 26th at 5 p.m. They'll be at Minocqua Golf Course, social hour at 4, dinner at 6. Saturday, July 27th at 10 a.m., Minocqua Golf Course, they'll have a golf outing at 10 a.m. And then at 5:30 p.m., they will head to the Eagles Club, social hour at 5:30, dinner at 6:30 with dancing to follow. And then on Sunday at 9 a.m., they'll be at the Irishman Shanty for breakfast at 9. And for more information on the 1979 45th Class Reunion, you can contact Alfred Lunick at 320-491-1988 or go to our website, KROXAM.com, and click on News. The Northwest Minnesota Arts Council is excited to announce that Rahm Ogard of Crookston was awarded the Northwest Arts Advocate of the Year Award. And Ogard has 43 years of broadcasting and management experience. That includes 10 years at KROX here, 10 years at KNOX in Grand Forks, 5 years at WDAY in Fargo, a variety of other local radio stations, and 14 years at Northland Community and Technical College as a radio television program coordinator. He received a diploma from Brown College in Minneapolis. That is a well-known past broadcasting school, which many of KROX employees before me went to. And Ogard serves as the caretaker of Bethel Cemetery, northeast of Beltrami. The award was presented on Sunday, April 21st in Lake Bronson at the Kitson County History Museum. And other news we have here, the Crookston Fire Department responded to the following calls yesterday at 4:41 p.m. to the 200 block of East 3rd Street for a concern of safety. Upon arrival, they found some windows had pieces of steel covering them and high winds had blown a piece off, and the other piece appeared close to being blown off as well. They got up there with a ladder and a pole and was able to remove the second piece of steel to prevent it from blowing off. Once the area was deemed safe, they cleared the scene. At 5:08 p.m., they responded to the 2900 block of University Avenue for a report of a fire alarm activation. Upon arrival, they investigated. It was found it was a heat sensor that caused the alarm to activate. There was no danger present. They were able to locate the heat sensor that was triggering the alarm and inform the staff on hand to make the repairs to the sensor. And on the obituary desk, Sonny Lee Severson, 43, of Yulin, died Saturday from injuries sustained in an accident. Funeral services are pending. Arrangements are entrusted to the Anderson Family Funeral Home. That is a look at the local news as we now take a look at the weather. Right now in downtown Crookston, we have rain continuing to fall. And at the studios right now in downtown Crookston, we have our rain total continues to slowly tick up. We're now up to 18 hundredths of an inch of rain here at the KROX studios. As we take a look at the rest of the conditions, 48 degrees, rain falling, a southeast wind of 13 miles an hour. We have a wind chill of 43. Humidity is at 83% and the barometric pressure at 29.70 inches. And that is steady. The numbers for yesterday, a high of 75, a low of 43. The average high today is 60, the average low 36. The year ago high was 50 with a low of 30 and half an inch of rain. Today's record high, 79, set in 1977. The record low, 18, set in 1933. The sun rose at 6:17. The sun will set at 8:31 for 14 hours and 14 minutes of daylight. The forecast for the rest of this afternoon, showers are likely, mainly before 4 p.m. Steady temperatures around 50. Southeast winds around 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 25, and a 100% chance of rain up to a half an inch this afternoon. And then tonight, showers and thunderstorms before 10 p.m., then showers between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m., then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 4 a.m., a low around 45, a 90% chance of precipitation, new rainfall amounts between a quarter and a half an inch possible. Then Saturday, showers, possibly a thunderstorm, high near 52. It'll be breezy, a north wind of 15 to 20, gusting up to 30 and an 80% chance of precipitation. And up to another quarter of an inch of rain, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Saturday night, it'll be mostly cloudy, a low around 37, northeast winds of 15, gusting up to 25. Sunday, showers likely, mainly after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy, a high near 50, a 60% chance of precipitation with wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour. And then on Sunday night, showers, low around 37, up to a half an inch of rain possible, an 80% chance of rain with wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour. And then Monday, a 40% chance of showers, mainly before 1 p.m., mostly cloudy, a high near 50, wind gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Tuesday, a 50% chance of showers, mainly after 1 p.m. It'll be partly sunny, a high near 62, and wind gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Wednesday, a 30% chance of showers, partly sunny, a high near 60, northwest winds of 10 to 15, gusting up to 20. And then Thursday, mostly sunny, with a high near 58, northwest winds of 10 to 15, gusting up to 20. That's a look at the Noontime News on KROX. The Noontime News was brought to you in part today by Hugo's Family Marketplace, Polk County and Red Lake County Veterans Affairs, Prue Refrigeration, Heating, and Riverview Health, along with Grand Cities Monument and American Federal Bank. And now we go to the Red River Farm Network.